Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Folks, you know I love the veterinary world, so many great people in it doing so many wonderful things for our animals. But this next guest really takes it to a whole new level, and I really enjoy hearing what she has to say on a variety of topics. I want to welcome to the show Dr. Lori Hess from the Veterinary Center for Birds and Exotics. Dr. Hess, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You have a unique practice in that you work with exotic pets, and we get the question all the time, what exactly is an exotic pet?
Well, an exotic pet, it's not to be confused with an exotic wild animal, is a domesticated animal, usually other than a dog or cat. So birds, ferrets, rabbits, rodents, like guinea pigs and chinchillas and rats and mice and hamsters and gerbils. Lots of reptiles, so turtles, tortoises, snakes, all kinds of lizards, some amphibians like frogs and toads, and then some less commonly known things like sugar gliders, hedgehogs. We do some pot-bellied pigs, some prairie dogs, even a wallaby or two.
So, wow.
All kinds of things.
You really cover the gambit there. Is that something you were drawn to or just kind of fell into?
Well, it's kind of funny. I think I probably fell into it a little bit. I went to veterinary school to be sort of a general internal medicine veterinarian working with dogs and cats. And when I finished school, I did an internship. And at the time, it was the world's largest animal hospital in New York City. And during the internship, you actually rotate through all the different departments of the hospital, you know, surgery and cardiology and dermatology. And one of the rotations that I did for about 6 weeks was through the bird and exotic animal department. And I realized that, you know, these animals are walking into people's animal hospitals every day, vets, animal hospitals, and there's no education in vet school about this. So someone needed to know how to take good care of them, and it just was so interesting, all the different species.
Now, you see a lot of different kind of animals on a daily basis. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, it's hard. I really enjoy them all for different reasons. I don't know. It's really hard to say if I have a favorite. I love the fact that there's such variety, because every day at my hospital is totally different. No day is the same. You never know what's coming in the door. I get to meet all kinds of cool people that have all kinds of pets like this, and I would say that the average exotic animal owner is a little bit different from the average dog and cat owner.
Well, let's talk about that. Why, you know, who makes a good owner for an exotic pet, and why do they want these exotic pets?
Well, different people have different motivations. I think people are drawn to exotic pets because they are different. Many of them are beautiful. Some of the birds I work with are just incredible, really vibrant colors. A lot of them talk. Even some of the birds live 40 or 50 years. So I think in terms of who is best for what kind of pet, I think it really depends on what you're looking for in a pet, how much time you have to spend with them, how long you want them to live, if you have the finances for them, because some of them have some pretty specific requirements, like some of the reptiles need heat and light and tanks and bedding and all these things. So when people come to me and ask me, you know, about a particular kind of pet for them, we really just start to discuss all those factors, you know, and you have to be really committed to them, because their environment and their diet, regardless of what species we're talking about, can so much play a part in their health. So I do try to match people up with the right kinds of pet, and, you know, they're just different. I think some people can't even have dogs and cats because they don't have space or they're allergic.
Sure. So, sure. No.
It depends.
And, you know, much like for human beings, especially when you're talking about exotic pets, preventative medical care is so important. Why is it so important for exotic pets?
Well, I think it's important because a lot of these animals have very specific requirements. They have to eat certain kinds of foods. You know, I work with things like hedgehogs that need insects, or a lot of the reptiles need certain types of worms or insects. Birds have a very high vitamin A requirement, and these are things that, as a veterinarian who works with these species, that I know, And that unfortunately, it's not out there always on the internet correctly or in the pet store correctly. And people don't really think to bring their exotic pets in when they first get them. They often wait till their pets are sick. And by the time they're sick, there's often, you know, not a lot we can do. And a lot of the problems that develop in exotic pets have to do with their environment, their temperature, their diet, things that we could set up properly at the beginning and prevent disease from happening. So it ends up being healthy, better for the animal, they're healthier, and honestly less expensive for the owner if we do it right from the start.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about getting an exotic pet, you really do need to be committed to becoming educated on that pet, what they need, the environment, the nutrition. Everybody on the show knows I'm a constant drumbeater. What you put into your pets is what you get out of your pets, even more so when you're talking about exotic pets. Question I have for you that we got via email here is, what kind of senior issues do exotic pets have?
Oh, that's a great question. A lot of the pets that I see, as I mentioned, live almost as long as people do. I mean, there are some parrots that live, you know, I have I think a 59-year-old cockatoo that I work with. So a lot of the birds develop similar things to people, atherosclerosis or hardening of their arteries from high cholesterol, arthritis, gout, you know, which is kidney failure. These are common diseases in birds as they get older. You know, we see a lot of kidney disease also in older rabbits. There are so many different things that are parallel to the diseases that people get, and I actually think that's one thing that helps us to teach people. If we draw parallels between, you know, what develops in people in their own lives, they can relate to the fact that, you know, when an animal gets older and they have arthritis, they can't climb the cage up, you know, as well as they could before. They need to have things adjusted, and those are things that we actually talk about our life stages in different species, and we try to make people understand that all pets, you know, even with dogs and cats, you know, you change their diet, you adjust their calorie content and their food. All pets do go through different life stages, and they're not stagnant, so we need to adapt and grow with them.
Now, you're involved in a lot of different areas of the media world as well. What are some of the current projects that you've got going on?
Well, this morning, actually, it's funny, I filmed a Fox TV episode. I try in every way that I can to get out into radio and television. I write for a site called PetHealthNetwork.com. I write about all kinds of exotic pets there. And it's a place where people who own exotic pets and other animals can go and read about the latest and greatest and what's going on in the exotic world. So I do lots of writing and lots of speaking, and I try to write some publications, some scientific ones too. I have a book coming, I hope, in the next year about life as an exotic pet vet. And it's just a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Very cool. Now, is there a typical day at your hospital, or is every day just so different there's no way to describe what goes on at your hospital?
Well, we have a plan anyway at the beginning of the day. It doesn't always turn out that way. There are two vets at my hospital, and we see appointments 6 days a week, and we're on we're available for emergency call as well, 24/7, 365. So we start in the morning, and we see appointments for the first 4 or 5 hours of the day. We get to sort of the early afternoon, and then we do surgery on whatever needs surgery. We do x-rays. We have some pretty cool equipment. We have digital x-ray. We have laser therapy here. We actually have ultrasound. All the things that we do, endoscopy on people. Actually, we do them on animals here and on exotic pets. And then when we're done with our surgeries, we go right back to appointments, and we're often here till 8 o'clock at night. So it's a long day, and we do work 6 days a week.
Wow.
So there's lots of exotic pets that need care. So that's what we do.
Oh, kudos to you and your staff. You're doing great work there. For those who want to find out more about what you have going on, read the different information you're putting out there for people, what's the best website for them to find that?
There, our hospital website is www.avian, so it's A, V as in Victor, I, A, N as in Nancy, exotics, so the word exotic with an S on the end, vet, as in veterinarian.com, avianexoticsvet.com. That's our hospital.
You're also on Facebook as well, right?
We are, and we put a lot of great information up on our Facebook page, educational material, fun stuff, quizzes, pictures, articles. It's something we really enjoy doing.
I've seen it. I love it. Great information. Dr. Hess, thanks again for being here with us. So much great information in such a specialized area. Really appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun talking to you.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. We'll be right back.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.